God bless everyone in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it's always a blessing to be with you on Zoom. And I'm thankful to God for you and for your hearts and for your lives and for making this Zoom fellowship available. And he's bringing the people, and people are getting blessed and edified and growing. And we can see over a period of time now that from what we've been sharing, what God's been encouraging us to speak forth, that people that are practicing are becoming fruitful, and God's doing the work. You know, we can't do nothing in and of our own strength, but it's as we make those committed decisions, like Danny and Amber were sharing, because someone that has made a committed decision doesn't stagger in their minds. Someone that is uncommitted and indecisive will be blown to and fro, left and right. But when you've made a committed decision, you're fixed, you're unmovable, you're solid, you get strength to move forward on the decisions that you make. You've got energy. You know, God gives you that lease of life and determination to carry out on the vow that you vowed. And here help you so that you don't defer not to pay it. And so that's what really a decision is vow and a vow. When we do it unto God, then he gives us all the strength, the supply, the nourishment, the encouragement. And we just practice what God gives us to practice. So in the beginning of the year, and I've been sharing about, you know, just practice the things that you can do, the things that you're receiving, like now, just practice those things. And we know that a faithful man, someone that's made a decision, it's faithful, and a faithful man shall abound in blessings. God wants us to abound unto every good works. God wants us to abound with many laborers. He wants us to abound and being fruitful and prosperous and happy and productive. And Sunday I was sharing in the leaders meeting about, you know, to be fruitful is to be productive. If we're not being fruitful, we're not productive. But we don't want to be productive in our own effort, our own strength, our own ability, our own wisdom, our own knowledge, but we want to be productive with God. And to be productive with God is to do those things that he's putting in your heart, is to follow those sound encouragement that you receive from God and that you receive from where you connect. And as you do that, then you will grow in strength. You know, you will increase, like oxano, they increased in number. That word increases, oxano, is like a flower growing towards the sun. Everything grows towards the light. And that's what God wants us to do, to grow up into Christ, is to be as he is, to actually manifest that. And I was looking in James chapter 3. I was just, this word popped into my mind, courses. You know, we've been delivered from the courses of this world, right? And we've been translated or transported into the kingdom of his dear son. So we're not following the courses of this world no more. As believers that are looking to God and trusting God, we no longer bow to the pressures and follow the things that are in this world, the doctrines, the sayings, what people are promoting in the world. We don't follow its trends. We're not being conformed to this world, but we're being transformed. So we have a new course. Our course is a heavenly course. And knowing that we're seated at the right-hand side of God, we don't have to live below par. It's when we're following the courses of this world and we're looking at the situations and the circumstances, we live below par, because that's not where we really are. Where we really are is at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We are spirit-filled, born-again children of God with the power of God living in us. And when we decide to move with God, then we're on his course. And we're on course to the great things that God wants to do in our lives as individuals and collectively together as a body of Christ, so that we can be productive. And we're being productive for God, and we get the great benefits and blessings and seeing the glory of God and people being delivered, people prospering, people coming out of darkness, and people coming onto the right course so that they can run the course, right? But I was also looking at about that in James, where it says that our words are like fire. It sets on the course of the things of this world. Our words what we speak, what we declare, what we believe in our heart and say with our mouth, negative or positive, sets on course the things in this world. So your words affect your physical matter around you, what is going to happen, what you're releasing into your life. You know, so when we're saying what God says, we're releasing those blessings, that power, where our words become words with authority. What a word is this, people will say, when you're speaking the words from the Father, when he's energizing his words in you. But when we come down to low-level words, which is the words of this world, then what are we introducing into our life? You know, when we agree with our circumstances rather than agreeing with what God says, and God says that he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings, so we're to speak the same thing as God, this eulogia, these wonderful blessings that God has already spoken into our life, that you are delivered, that you are successful, that you are prosperous, that you are healthy, that you are healed, that you are seated at his right hand side, that you have that direct access to him, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When we start saying that, then we see that things in our physical life start to change. We see a manifestation of those blessings. So as with seeds we sow, they take time to grow in certain situations. So when we're speaking God's words into people's hearts, so the words I'm speaking now are words of life, and they're seed. And the ground for those seeds is your heart. If your heart is ploughed and open and ready to receive that seed of what's being spoken to you now, which is being energized by God, then that's going to produce a harvest in you. Down the road, that will start to show up as you water it by acting on that, by saying those same things. And so what we're seeing now, after all this time, is growth. Like we've seen, for an example, for me, Danny and Amber, obviously being here in Bristol and being close to us and coming to our home, knowing them, seeing their changed hearts, seeing their committed decision to really go to God, to put God first, to pray to the Heavenly Father. They take their desire to God. They take the words that have been encouraged to them, and they've been practicing it. Now, they do it how God works in them. Now, I'm not overseeing them saying, well, are you doing this? Are you doing that? They just do it with God. And so from doing that unto God, we see we serve God, not men. So they began to practice this way that I was encouraging them, which was how I was also being encouraged by Sangha. So I just began this new way. And as they began to practice this way, then we started to see the desire grow in them. And because they made the decision, the desire grew. And then so they had the determination to move with God and to see the things of God manifest, the spiritual to come into the physical. So then they made that decision to do this fellowship. And the first week it was just them. The next week it was Helen, and then someone else, and then someone else, and then someone. And God is just opening up the doors for them. They haven't manufactured that. They haven't gone out witnessing, knocking on people's doors. But as doors have opened to them, they have shared this good news, the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto wholeness. And people's lives are being affected. So now is a ripple rate, like a ripple in the wave. And things are now going and growing. And so as we just stay focused with God as individuals, and like we're all coming on here, we're all individuals, we're all in different areas, we got to decide what do we really want. Yes, we have a relationship with God. Yes, we can pray to God. We can read the scriptures. We can fellowship. But what do you want to do for God? Because we have to also remember that God has given us all a free will choice. And it's all down to decisions, right? So we can still live unto ourselves as believers, you know, born again of the Spirit, but we'll be carnal. We'll be carnal Christians. And we won't see much fruit. We won't see much production. We won't be that fruitful. But when we decide to really follow after God, Father, yes, I want the things that you want. I want to see people come from darkness to light. I want to see all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. I want to see people that are in bondage set free, people that need deliverance healed, people that are in poverty to prosper. And God, that's my desire. And when we make God's desire our desire, and then we start praying for those fields, God has a ready-made field for you. There's ready-made fields out there. And he will lead you to that ready-made field. And it's his field. And he's got everyone that he wants you to minister to. He'll bring those ready laborers to you. A ready laborer is someone that is going to receive your words gladly and then move with those words. So we want ready to go people, and as they come, we feed them. As they ask questions, we answer them. And one of the great traits of the disciples with Jesus Christ was that they asked him many questions. And when we see that, then it's not that because they're doubting, it's because they wanted to know. And so Jesus was able to feed them those heavenly words from God in that moment in time to build their faith so that they had great faith to move. Don't forget, he sent them out. They had no kind of training program, only what they had with Jesus. And he sent them out to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers. You know, he sent them out. Okay, now I've given you these things, now go and practice. So you've been given wonderful words. So God wants you to practice with these wonderful words that you've received, you've benefited from. And the things that you've practiced, you've benefited from. And God wants you to impart that to other people. So when we pray with desire, God will really bring to you, when you're focused, when you're decided, and you mean business with God, yes, God, I want to do your business, then he's going to bring that one person. That one person is the key to many other people. We've seen that in Amber's fellowship and Danny's fellowship. One person. And that one person is bringing many people. And these many people are hungry. I mean, I got to meet these wonderful ladies, and they really have great desire. And it was a blessing. And I didn't think they were running the fellowship. And I thought, I'd go out for a ride on my scooter. And I thought, if they're asleep or resting or gone out, I'll just go on and see my sister Rebecca. But as I rode down, I seen Danny on the balcony. So I shouted up. He said, "Oh, Dad, come on up. We can have fellowship. You can stay if you like." So I said, "I'll stay for a little bit." But I ended up staying for the whole thing. And it was very refreshing, very nice to see fresh people. Like, I mean, they had no other background in doctrines or churches or anything like that. And they were just really ready to receive and ready to do. And they received the words that I shared very gladly. And the words that Danny shared and the words that Amber shared. They was eaten up. They were hungry. And so God will bring those hungry people to you. So each one of us, if we just desire one laborer, and God does the maths, like, and his maths is brilliant, because he doesn't just add, he multiplies. He multiplies. And so God wants to see his word move through all where you live. And in your sphere of influence, like, my sphere of influence isn't just in Bristol. My sphere of influence is here on the internet and other believers that connect to me from around the world. And God has done that. I had no one before I went to India that was connecting. I had nothing really happening. And I was still putting out teachings and written articles before I went back to India. And people were getting blessed, but there was no one connecting. Nothing was really moving along. But it's when I went to India and I made that committed decision before God to connect to where I was going to connect, Sangha. I said, "Okay, God, I'll do this all unto you, 100%. And when I come back, everything had changed. Everything had changed. It was like going through a time warp. Literally a time warp. In other words, instead of taking it another 10 years, God had fast-tracked everything for me. And I come back, and Danny and Amber were ready to receive. And Becky Jancy and Jason. And so God is opening up these great doors for all of us when we decide that we're going to live unto God, that we're not going to live unto ourselves. And so when we get hungry for God and the things of God, and we desire and we start praying for the laborers, like Jesus encouraged when he's seen everyone walking about all over the place, they were sheep without a shepherd. He said to the disciples in Matthew chapter 9, he said, you pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would throw out the laborers. And God is going to throw them out, just like we see in Danny and Amber's fellowship, or I'm seeing physically with my eyes. He's throwing them out to them. They're coming one after another, one after another. And God wants to do that with you. And the prerequisite for that is to decide to live unto God, to have that desire. When you decide, the desire grows. And then you just do what God puts in your heart. So, you know, we just need to stay acknowledging God. And, you know, we don't follow the courses of this world no more. So we don't need to get wrapped up in the drama of the courses of this world. Yes, we know there's things going on with COVID. Yes, we know there's things going on in Afghanistan and vaccine passports. So what? God will get us what we need. And he'll get us where we need to be. And he'll provide us what we need. And so we keep our focus on God, who is the source of all of our supply. He is a sun and a shield unto us. He gives us grace, favor, and glory. He gives us grace and glory. His power manifested through us. So our words are very important, what we speak, what we declare, because it's going to affect your physical environment, your atmosphere, where you live, what you do, how you think, how you impact other people. And so God is working in you constantly. He's working you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He wants you successful. In fact, he says you are successful. He wants you prosperous. He says you are prosperous. He wants you healed. He says you are healed. So we come into agreement of that. And if people are threatened because of their jobs, because of if you don't take this vaccine, and I know it's many people that have this challenge at the moment. God is your source of supply. If he could supply for the widow woman and Elijah and take him through a whole drought on some meal and some oil, don't you think he can supply for you? If God can supply for the birds of the air, don't you think he can supply for you? If he clothes the grass, don't you think he can provide you with wonderful things? This is the will of the Father. We haven't. God is not El Cheapo. He is El Shaddai. He's an almighty God. He's a powerful God. He's an all-seeing God, an all-knowing God, an all-loving God. And when we go to him and say, Father, I give my life over unto you. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing, but I trust you. And I'm going to receive your words gladly. And I'm going to move in your power as you energize. And Father, I want what you want. I want to see all men saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And we live in a ripe time. The fields are white unto harvest, and still the laborers are few, the committed ones. There's many believers, they stagger to and fro because they're allured by the things of this world and not by the things of God. All they got to do is change their minds. All they got to do is set their affections on things above and not on things of this world. So that's what we do. We make a decision to set our affections on things above, like it says in Colossians. You've been delivered from the authority of Satan. He's under your feet. He's under your feet. And when every time we declare the truths of God, every time we do what God says, you're crushing him further into the ground. And he's like a little wriggly worm under your shoe and under the feet of Jesus Christ. He's nothing before you. Now, he'll give you the illusion that, oh, it's these circumstances are just too big. These circumstances are just too much. It's an illusion. It's a lie. And once you accept that lie, he can start stealing, killing, and destroying. His authority over yours, which he has none, but you've given away your power. So we need to make committed decisions. We need to decide to do what God wants us to do. We need to be connected where we're going to be fed sound doctrine, wonderful words, right doctrine, right practice, right results. Wrong doctrine equals wrong practice, no results. So, you know, you got to put to test what you're listening to. Put to test the words that are being spoken. Begin to practice them. Honor God with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. The promises of God are yes and amen. God says he's giving you food to eat and seed to sow. And you need to be consistent and faithful in doing that. Just as much as when you wake up and you're consistent and faithful in speaking in tongues and praying. And you're free to give where you want to give. But I always say, give where you're being fed, because every laborer is worthy of his hire. And so if you're being fed here and you're being blessed, then give. God says, don't withhold. He that withholdeth, it tends to poverty. But he that scattereth is abundantly blessed. So these things are just really important, and it needs to be said if you want to have the best. So we got to speak the truth in love and what God says to do. When you speak in tongues, it's beneficial for you. When you sow your seed, it's beneficial for you. When you speak by the Spirit of God, you are anointing God's fields with oil and you are feeding your people. When you're committed, you won't be moved from where God has planted you. You may bend just like that tree, okay, just like the palm tree bends when the winds blow, but it doesn't move. It's still in that place, unmovable. We're stronger than the palm tree, because if we really believe what we're being fed, we'll be unshakable as well as unmovable. So our God is either telling us the truth or he's telling us a lie. And we know what the scriptures say. That God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he not said it? And shall he not make it good? God is good on his word, baby. And when we stand upon those wonderful words and the promises of God, when we do what God puts in our heart, then we will see great deliverance and great results. Sin, there's no more sacrifice for sin. Jesus Christ has paid the price. It's not good to willfully sin, because you miss out on the blessings. You miss out on what God's got for you. God wants you to just continue to walk with him and be profitable and used for the master's meat. In other words, a vessel unto honor, looking unto him, being led by that Spirit of God. Your thoughts set on things above and not on the things of this world. You can have the best here now and when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be blessed right now. You know, we're supposed to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth. But if we're looking to the world, you're not going to do that. You're just going to have your problems and be dealing with your problems and saying it's God's grace. That's not right. So we have to say what's right. And that's the loving thing. You know, God loves us. He wants the best for us. When my kids mess up, when my grandkids mess up, I correct them. Why? Because I love them and I don't want to do them to do the things that is hurting them. That's grace. That's love. And that's deliverance. That's freedom. And God says, you know, that stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Why? Because if you're entangled in the yoke of bondage, you're just going to be in bits. You're going to be rendered useless. You're not going to be fruitful. You're not going to be productive if we are tangled with the yoke of bondage. But God says, now you have the Spirit of Christ in you. You have my Spirit in you. You are free. You are powerful. All things are yours. And God wants you to benefit. God wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be successful. But it's going to take some committed decisions. You've got to be sold out to sell. Okay, if you've still got a lot of things, you haven't sold it out. If you've still got junk in your life, it's because you haven't sold out to God. God can clear it up for you. It's just a decision. We don't focus on those things. We focus on what God is saying now. He says, look, come on. Live the life I've called you to live. Be fruitful. And like it says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, right doctrine, right? For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Listen, the scriptures are profitable for that, and the words that God gives us are also profitable for the same thing. The manifestations of the Spirit is profitable when we speak by the Spirit. When we walk in that Holy Spirit, all nine all the time, in manifestation, it's available. And it's a mindset and it's a decision made to live unto God. And the just shall live by faith. So let's make some decisions, because you are more than conquerors. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. He's under your feet, the enemy. And God says, I want you to prosper and have a good journey in life. I want you to be in health even as your soul prospering. It's up to you. The choice is always up to you. But I just love what Danny and Amber shared, because I see it. I see the fruit. There's fruit there because they made a decision to receive the words that they were given gladly. And they went to God. I didn't do anything other than speak and give them the encouragement God gave me to give. They went and done it with God. And you can go and do it with God. And I know there are people doing that on here, right? So it's just that God wants you to benefit. And he wants you to have great success. So when we set in order the things that are wanting, then there's going to be great joy. You know, and God really wants you successful. And you're going to overcome any problem very easily when you go to God and he's first. So that's what was in my heart to share. Very strongly come to me. Mm. And it's exhortation and reproof in there a little bit, and correction. But it'd be to whoever it's for. And so we're just to speak forth the things that God wants us to speak. So that's what was in my heart to share.